Thank you.
In this city, punks perfect their mohawks and hipsters curate their look, but the average Berliner won't bat an eyelid. It took an outsider's eye to spot Ali's unorthodox street style. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
This is NPR News.
...8:49, we're staying with Morning Edition, No Morning Ag Report on this January 2nd. On AM 580, a morning of classical music is now underway on FM 90.9. Just ahead on the program, mise en place is a French phrase that means to gather and arrange the ingredients and tools needed for cooking. But for culinary professionals, it helps chefs coordinate vast amounts of labor and material. It also transforms the lives of its practitioners through focus and self-discipline. An explanation coming up just another minute or so. Partly sunny skies today, a high of 35. Freezing rain tonight, a temperature around 30. Rain and freezing rain tomorrow morning. Ice accumulation less than a tenth of an inch, a high of 40. Cloudy, a chance of rain and snow tomorrow night and a low of 32. Mostly cloudy Sunday, a chance of flurries, the high 32. The low dips down to 5 degrees Sunday night and Monday's high 13. It's 23 in Danville, 28 on Friends Plaza.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, this week on Latino USA.
And here you have a guy, because of his political beliefs, in prison for 32 years. It's crazy.
Pushing boundaries in politics and music with Residente of Calle 13. Take a listen to some of our favorite stories from the past year featuring Puerto Rico and its people, both on and off the island. That's this week on Latino USA.
Saturday evenings at 8 on AM 580.
David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Next, we look back on a story that's right for today. Some of us surely have made New Year's resolutions to get more organized.
Steve, did you make that resolution?
I think so. Let me just check my list of resolutions. Where is that list?
Yeah, maybe you didn't. Well, you need to. Well, many of us are feeling a little disorganized this time of year, and we're so disappointed in our own performance that Americans spend nearly $10 billion a year on self-help and personal organization products. Now it turns out you may be able to get some tips from the highly organized kitchens at culinary schools. Here's reporter Dan Charnas.
All right, everyone, here we go. Friday night.
Saturday night.
A restaurant is organized chaos. Every day in kitchens across the country like this one at Chef Rob Halperin's Marigold Restaurant in Philadelphia, chefs and cooks have little room for error.
Order in. Table for four. Please fire popcorn for four.
Communication and organization are crucial. A ticket comes in.
This table is going to do four asparagus, three quails with one vegetarian egg.
When the crew is ready with an item...
Four Dippin' Dots.
Heard that. Food runner, please.
Heard. Fine.
Four dots are for table 36.
Then a server grabs the order.
36 walks.
This complex call and call back routine is only one part of a larger philosophy of organization and readiness. It's called mise en place. Melissa Gray, a senior at the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America, describes the system that makes kitchens go.
Mise en place, it really is a way of life. I know people that have it tattooed on them. It's a way of concentrating your mind to only focus on the aspects that you need to be working on at that moment to kind of rid yourself of distractions.
Mise en place translates literally from the French as put in place. And CIA students like Alexandra Tibbetts often find the work habits they learn in the kitchen extend beyond it.
You mise en place your life. You set up your books for class. You set up your chef whites. Your shoes are shined. You know, everything that you need every step of the day.
Now, it starts with your list.
Wiley Dufresne is a James Beard Award-winning chef and owner of New York restaurants WD50 and Alder.
What I used to do, let's say I had 23 items on my list, and I knew that I had 23 items of mise en place I had to do every day. So I would take a pad, and I'd write them all down on the way home. And then I'd crumple the list up and throw it out. On my way to work, I'd write the list again. And you become one with your list. You and the list are the same. Because the list is scorched into your head.
The key to mise en place is not so much the list, but the preparation mindset. Cooks can easily do 6 hours of prep for a three-hour dinner shift.
Escargot coming. There'll be two pigs.
Mise en place forces cooks to account for every minute of their time and, says Chef Dwayne LaPuma, an instructor at the CIA, every movement.
Every component of one single dish is in one single corner, so their hand literally moves inches. Once they set up their station, I should be able to blindfold them, okay, and tell them, pick up that dish. And they should know that their tongs are always here. Their oil is always right here. Their salt and pepper is always right here. When they turn around and their back is to it, they literally could take their hand back and know exactly where it is so they could just pick it on up. Literally, they always have 1 foot pivoted, just like a basketball player.
Ordinary, order chicken, order rambo.
At Manhattan Theater District restaurant Esca, sous chef Greg Barr sets up his station.
I've got all my tools up here. I've got some cured meats. I've got all my vegetables cooked, ready to go.
Barr describes what is perhaps the central tenet of mise en place, working clean.
It's a very zen-like thing for me. You're so in the moment that, like, you don't have stuff from the past. I don't have something from this morning here. Everything's been cleaned down. All my knives are clean, clean cutting board, clear space to work, clear mind.
Working clean in the kitchen is paramount because unclean food is dangerous. People can get sick. Chef Wally Dufresne illustrates another crucial step in mise en place, clean as you go.
Oh my God, if you don't clean as you go, it's a mess. And that's another thing that you people at home could do, because isn't the worst thing at the end of a dinner party doing a bunch of dishes? Wouldn't you rather honestly break them all and buy new ones? You would, I know you would. It actually saves time to clean as you go. It makes life so much easier.
Let's go one and one, please, to 2-4, seat two gets the veg. Pick up!
Across town at the restaurant Telepan Local, chef owner Bill Telepan explains another principle, slowing down to speed up.
I always say, look, I'd rather you take an extra minute or two and slow up service to get it right, because the 1 minute behind you are now is going to become 6 minutes behind because we're going to have to redo the plate.
Upstairs in the kitchen, this issue plays out as Telepan coaches a new cook on how to make, of all things, a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's not done. Let's fire another one. Be patient. I know it's a grilled cheese sandwich, but it's got to be a great grilled cheese sandwich, you know what I mean?
Some chefs say that mise en place is nothing more than a kitchen version of good old-fashioned military discipline. After all, the rigid culinary hierarchy codified in the 19th century by Georges Escoffier is called the brigade system. Today, André Soltner is one of the world's most revered chefs and dean of the International Culinary Center in New York City.
A chef, because of mise en place, he's always on time.
He demands the same kind of efficiency outside his kitchen.
I go crazy. If I go to the doctor and if he's not ready, I leave. And that's because of mise en place.
Other chefs, like Ari Bokovza of New York's The Harrison, admit that this can make domestic life a little intense.
We spend so many hours here that the way we are at work starts to translate into the way we are at home. You wish that you could switch it off, and you hope that you can. But, I mean, if you ask my girl, how is Ari at home, she'll tell you he's a f***ing nut job. You can't sit still.
But practice at its highest level. Mise en place says that time is precious. Resources are precious. Space is precious. Your self-respect and the respect of others are precious. Use them wisely. Isn't that a philosophy for our time? Chef Dwayne LaPuma.
The world is a giant gerbil wheel right now. I think if we just became a little bit more organized, a little bit more mise en place, understood what we really need and only do what we really need, I think we'll have more time. You'll be able to sit down at the table with your kids and actually cook a meal. Get up a little bit early so you can breathe. You want to greet the day.
Because sometimes what we need to excel is not so much a new system, but a new metaphor. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charnas.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
The
The documentary Life Itself, about the final 4 months of film critic Roger Ebert's life, was shown only in select theaters, but you can see it this Sunday on CNN. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with the filmmaker Steve James and Chaz Ebert, who was married to Roger. Join us.
Weekday mornings at 11 and again at 7 p.m. on AM 580.
And there are a number of interviews tied to the film Life Itself, which opened up the Ebert Fest in Champaign last April, that are on our website, will.illinois.edu. Partly sunny skies around the region today, the high in the mid-30s. Freezing rain late tonight, and a chance of more rain and freezing rain tomorrow, the high 40 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, a chance of snow late, the low 32. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, a chance of flurries, the high 32. And Sunday night's low 5 degrees, Monday's high 13 degrees. Right now we have 28 on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. Mario Cuomo died on New Year's Day. He was a New York governor, the father of a governor, and a spokesman for old-style liberalism. We'll hear more in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. We have news this morning from the sharing economy. A new app allows strangers to borrow one another's stuff. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We also revisit a young man we met in the borderland. Our journey along the U.S.-Mexico border brought us to a teenager in Texas who was here without documents. Today we hear how his story has changed. Republicans have a problem with the Hispanic vote, but there's a flip side. We ask why Democrats do so badly among white voters. It's Friday, January 2nd. 50 years ago in 1965, the New York Jets signed quarterback Joe Namath. The news is next.